Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Sunday, September 24th, 2023. The tarot card for today is the Queen of Wands, and this one is from the This Might Hurt Tarot by artist Isabella Rotman, currently available through Liminal 11. You know, I rather chuckled to myself as I came upon this card today with the image. If you've known me for a while, then you know I have a cat I inherited some years back from a friend. And, well, this image reminds me of how often I'll be trying to work and the cat will come and stand on my head. So, anyway, I know there are many, you know, audios out there of me talking to her and telling her to leave me alone as I'm trying to work. So, what do we have here today? Well, we got the boss lady, people. I mean, she is in charge. Whatever happened yesterday, you really just seem to be, you know, feeling kind of good about things. What I like about her is her big picture attitude, all right? It's not that she glosses over things and is scattered, because she's not that way, but she's able to look at everything and put it in its place. And there are times when we need that type of focus, because we have a lot of things going on. So we need to be able to look at them almost like taking a big map of our life and putting it up in front of us and seeing how it's all going to fit together and, you know, work cohesively, that type of thing. So what we have going on today, we start off with the Capricorn moon for most of the day, and it's going to be trying to Uranus, which is retrograde in Taurus, sextile to Neptune, which is retrograde in Pisces, and conjunct Pluto, retrograde, of course, in Capricorn, before moving into Aquarius late, and then trining with the Sun, which is now in Libra. So the energy and the card both feel motivational, inspirational, and transformational. And, you know, how you are, I want to say how devoted you are to making changes is really going to make the difference in what you, you know, move forward with and accomplish today. Now, here we are, we're on, what was the date? Again, I already forgot, the 24th. And, of course, Mercury went direct on the 15th. We're way past now. We're like 9 days. That's pretty good. This is a good time to start to look at that big picture and start to piece things back together. Because, you know, if you're like me and you noticed some of the Mercury retrograde might have been just annoying, right? Where no matter how organized you normally are, it just didn't seem to be working, you know, or maybe you finished out the retrograde and you had a little more clutter than usual. Now you're getting the whole picture back. And you're able to take charge of things again and really put them into proper perspective, which is going to definitely allow you to move forward with your changes. And this is a good energy to have for today, not necessarily waiting till tomorrow for Monday, because you can get it all together, plan it all out, and see what needs to be done. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.